नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय I humbly request all my seniors. This is my first time I'm giving the class here. I need all your blessings. And I'm sure Srila Prabhupada and all their lordships will be with me to deliver the message. Whatever they want, I'm just an instrument sitting here. Thank you. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. We are on the chapter number 8, entitled The Churning of the Milk Ocean. And today we are doing from text number 18 to 20. So, I will go through the 18 and 19 verses, only the translations, so that I'm not that good in the Sanskrit. 18 text, translation. Her two breasts, which were symmetrical and nicely situated, were covered with sandalwood pulp and kumkum powder, and her waist was very thin. As she walked here and there, her ankle bells jingling softly, she appeared like a creeper of gold. There's no purport. We'll go on to the text number 19. Oh, the marker was there, sorry. Translation. While walking among the Gandharvas, Yakshas, Asuras, Siddhas, Karanas, and denizens of heaven, Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, was scrutinizingly examining them, but she could not find anyone naturally endowed with all good qualities. None of them was devoid of faults, and therefore she could not take shelter of any of them. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, having been generated from the ocean of milk, was the daughter of the ocean. Thus, she was allowed to select her own husband in a Swayamvara ceremony. She examined every one of the candidates, but she could not find anyone suitably qualified to be her shelter. In other words, Narayan, the natural husband of Lakshmi, cannot be superseded by anyone in this material world. Now we are coming to the text number 20 that is on the board. We'll do responsively. I'll go. Nunam tapo yasya namanyut nirjayayo Jnanam kvachittachana sangavirvarjitam Kasin maham tasya na kama nirjayaha Sa ishvaraha kim parato vyapasrayaha Word to word meaning, translation and the purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nunam, certainly, tapaha, austerity, yasya, of someone, na, not, manyu, anger, nirjayaha, conquered, jnanam, knowledge, kvachit, in some saintly person, tat, that, cha, also, na, not, sangha varjitam, without the contamination of association. Kaschit, someone, mahan, A very great exalted person. Tasya, his, na, not, kama, material desires. Nirjayaha, conquered, sahaha, such a person. Ishwaraha, controller. Kim, how can he be? Parataha, of others. Vyapasrayaha, under the control. Translation: the goddess of fortune, examining the assembly, thought in this way, someone who has undergone great austerity has not yet conquered anger. Someone possesses knowledge, but he has not conquered material desires. Someone is very great personality, but he cannot conquer lusty desires. Even a great personality depends on something else. How then can he be the supreme controller? Responsively, the goddess of fortune, examining the assembly, thought in this way, someone who has undergone great austerity has not yet conquered anger. Someone possesses knowledge, but he has not conquered material desires. Someone is very great personality, but he cannot conquer lusty desires. Even a great personality depends on something else. How then can he be the supreme controller? Purport: here is an attempt to find the supreme controller or Ishvara. Everyone may be accepted as an Ishvara or controller, but still such controllers are controlled by others. For example, one may have undergone severe austerities, but still be under the control of anger. By a scrutinizing analysis, we find that everyone is controlled by something else. No one, therefore, can be the true controller but the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. This is supported by the Shastras. Ishvara Param Krishna, the Supreme Controller is the Krishna. Krishna is never controlled by anyone, for he is the controller of everyone. Sarva Karana Karanam. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjat Alakaya Saktil Mintamena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkest ignorance. My spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful princess onto his lotus feet for his mercy to attain the mercy of Radha Shyam Sundar and get strengthened on this miserable metal, spreading the glories to more and more people. All the viewers and all the assembled devotees here, all the seniors, as I said, this is the first time I'm sitting. Bear with me and give me your blessings so that I can repeat whatever I learned in Krishna consciousness. I'll start with the example of a well, the drinking water well in the good olden days, in the villages especially. Even yesterday I went to the Prabhupada where he stayed on the second floor. And he used to bring the water from the well and everything. So I thought of that example. If we do not take the water from the well, what will happen to the water? I want a response really, so please answer, then it will keep coming. If we don't use the water in the well, what will happen to the water? It becomes stagnant and it gets polluted and it will not be useful water, isn't it? Correct. And so that's why we have to take out the water and use it. And if there is no inflow of the fresh water into the well, what will happen to the well then? It gets dried out. The water is gone, so no more water is coming, so it gets dried out. Similarly, our knowledge is like water. If you have some knowledge, we must share with others, then it will be fresh and nice. And if you have only limited knowledge and you are not going anywhere to learn more, you are not reading Srila Prabhupada's books or not listening to our seniors like sannyasis and everything, then you will be also dried out without knowledge. So that's why I dare to sit here in front of you all saying that I have little knowledge, let me share whatever it is. And I'll give a wonderful another example. Most of you may be knowing Malati Mataji. She had this daughter named Saraswati. Saraswati was 3 years old and Prabhupada was flying from one city to another city, and Saraswati Mataji was nicely dressed in a sari with all the tilaks and everything. And she was also in the waiting hall waiting for the flight to come. So what Saraswati was doing, she was going to each and everybody and asking, do you know who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Those who are new people, they don't know, isn't it? They said, we don't know. You don't know? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And she was going to another person asking the same question, again to another person. So seeing this, Prabhupada said, she is the preacher. So imagine, if you know little bit that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are the preacher. You can share this much with the people. I said, Krishna, thank you. So that's why again I dare to sit with you all here. So let's go through. Here we are seeing the Swayamvar of Lakshmi Devi. You know the story has gone for a few days before. The demons and demigods were churning, and after that many things were coming out of that. Lakshmi Devi, Mahalakshmi Devi, is one of the Mataji who came out. She was very beautiful, everything is there. Now, because she came from the ocean of milk, the father is the ocean itself. Now, in the Shastras it is said, when the girl is small, she should be protected by whom? Father. And when she comes to the Yuktavaks, means teenager and everything, who should be protecting her? Who? Husband, correct. And when she is old, she should be protected by father. The Shastras is telling that the woman, the girl, should be protected by someone, a suitable male person. Here, it's such a nice thing to see that Lakshmi Devi was given the freedom of selecting her own life partner. Of course, in the modern world it's happening. We'll come to that one later. Okay, now, what is Swayamvara? Swayamvara is the girl, you will have a garland in her hand and she will go around the assembly, whoever is there. But who are there in the assembly? They are nicely scrutinized and found who is suitable, and only those people are invited. Only invited guests are there sitting in the assembly. That means all of them are suitable to the girl. The father has taken care that much. So in the assembly we have seen all other yakshas and all other people, demigods, everybody where it's sitting, and Lakshmi Devi is going in search of everybody. So here we find that she was not able to find anyone suitable to her challenge. And she says that somebody may be having good qualities, very much famous, but they are also having some defects. So she was wondering, what's happening here? I cannot find anybody suitable person. And what in the other Swayamvars, let's see. Sita and Rama, you must be knowing. Janaka Maharaj called all the warriors into the assembly. And what was the test given to them to win over Sita Mata? Anybody knows? Bow. Whose bow was it? Lord Shiva's bow, such a huge one. So that was a challenge. And many, many people even could not lift that Dhanush, that bow. Even Ravana tried and he could not. And at last, Rama went and very easily he lifted the bow and tried to put the thread to it and that one. And what happened? The bow broke itself. So such a powerful personality was Lord Ramachandra. Lord Ramachandra Bhagavan ki jai. Then Sita Mata happily puts a garland in the neck of Ramachandra and they get married. And Draupadi Mataji, she was also was in the assemblies to select her husband. And what was the test? Anybody remembers? Huh? No, that's correct. No, fish was going around on a circle with a mechanically. And there was a water down in the pond, little bit. And the challenge was, whoever takes the bow and arrow hits not the fish, but the eye of the fish. That is a challenge. It is moving, and it's not that directly you can look at it also. You have to look into the water and shoot it. No one could do, except Arjuna. He went, he stood. Of course, Draupadi was eyeing at Arjuna, must be. Wow, what a wonderful warrior. Looks like Super Soul said, okay, let this bow hit the target. And then Arjuna could hit the eye of the fish and got married. And the story, otherwise, I'll not go into the how the Panchapandavas came. And then we have another, many things are there, Swayamvara. Now, another one was Rukmini and Krishna. You know how they got married? Kidnap. How? Hidayat. But who wrote the letter? Rukmini has sent a message to Lord Sri Krishna saying, Krishna, my marriage is fixed with Shishupal. I don't want to marry him. I want to marry you. And as a Kshatriya, it is their duty, if anybody sends such a message, they have to come and win over her. So Lord Krishna came to the, not in the assembly, but Rukmini said that, I will come to the worship the temple and you kidnap me from there. Nice. The girl was also very smart, isn't it? That she didn't give much trouble to the boyfriend, her boyfriend. So nicely, when she was alone in the temple, he kidnapped. The news goes to the assembly and everybody comes running. Then Balaram, everybody has to fight and everything. A big fight took place. Isn't it? That is another one nice thing happened. And who else was there? Okay, interesting story about Narada Muni. Narada Muni, he thought that he has won over all the beautiful apsaras, heavenly girls, and he went to Indra, and he was not tempted by any girl there, apsara. You know, Ramba, Urvashi, Menaka, they are such a wonderful, nice damsels of that heavenly planet, and everybody get tempted. But he did not get tempted. So what he thought? Wow, I won over the Maya. And he goes to Lord Brahma and tells, naturally Pitaji says, Brahma, Pitaji, I have won over the Maya. Maya didn't do anything to me when I went to heavenly planet. I went to Indraloka. My God, very good, bete. That's fine. But don't go to Lord Vishnu and tell this. And he says, he didn't know why. No problem. Then he went to Shivaloka, Kailash. Then he told to Lord Shiva, Lord Shiva, Maya is nothing in front of me. I could easily win over her. Then he too said, wow, very good. Bete, that's good. But don't go to Lord Vishnu and say this. He didn't know why these people are stopping me. Why not I go to Lord Vishnu? He go to Vaikuntha. And he told the same thing to Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu just smiled and at him. And he said, Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. He went. He came down to Prithilok. All of a sudden, everything, the entire kingdom, where it is very well, nicely decorated and everything. Then he asked, what's going on here? Then he said, the princess Swayamvar is there. And somehow he comes to glance at the princess. And he thought, wow, she's such a beautiful princess. I must marry her. Calm has started in him. Then Swayamvar, lots of people are there. So garland is in the princess's hand. She may go and put anybody's hand. But She must put her that garland in me and me alone and no one else. So what he did? He prayed to Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. He said, Lord Narayana, make me such a beautiful, handsome person that the princess will definitely put her garland in my neck only. And he feels, Narayana, I am the topmost devotee and he will definitely grant me. So he feels that very proud and goes and sits in the assembly, thinking, looking at everybody. And everybody were looking at him. He didn't know. He is thinking that I am very, very handsome. That's why everybody are looking at me. And the princess comes with the garland to each and everybody. She is rejecting everybody. Narada Muni is feeling happy that, oh, she saw me. So naturally she is rejecting everybody. She comes in front of Narada Muni and laughs at him and moves ahead. Then he wonders, what happened? I am supposed to be the most handsome person here and she has rejected me and going ahead. And somehow she goes and marries, puts a garland in somebody's hand. Then he gets dejected. What has happened? How can this happen? So he gets frustrated and goes into a pond and tries to wash because of his sweating and everything, wash his face. Then in the water he sees, what he sees? His face was like a monkey. And naturally, monkey face, who will marry, isn't it? So that's why he got rejected. Then what happens? He gets angry on whom? Lord Vishnu, Narayana. I prayed to the Narayana to give me the best handsome looking face, but he has given this. So he says, he curses, you will also suffer by missing your beloved, and only you have to come back and take the help of the monkeys because you are giving me the monkey face. So that's how the Ramayana takes place. Lord Sita is kidnapped by Ravana and Lord Ramachandra has to take the help of the Vanaras, this thing. And what is happening in kingdoms where the kings were there, that time also they used to have the Gandharva Vivaha. They used to go for hunting somehow and then they see one muni's nice daughter and fall in love. Love at first sight. And then what happens? He proposes and they exchange the garlands only. He promises, I am the king so and so and everything, and then he impresses her and they exchange the garlands in front with each other with the Vayu or whatever the demigod's permission, and they get married. So that is called Gandharva Vivaha that used to take place before. And normally in the good olden days, the parents in Indian culture especially, parents used to look at each other only. If the boy's parents will come and look at the girl, and the girl's parent will come and look at the boy. That's all. There's no milan or no chance of looking at each other of the girl or the boy at the same time. They were not looking at each other because the parents were given so much authority or whatever the respect that they used to believe that the parents will always choose the right partner for them. So that was a wonderful thing that used to take place. Nowadays also that custom is there in Bengal. Once I was working for telco, one of my colleagues was a Bengali babu. I said, we went for the wedding, I thought he's met her. He said, I've not seen my girl at all. And the girl also not seen him. I said, wow, interesting. And how do you see? They put a curtain at that wedding in the mandap and there is a mirror in the front, in the down, and they'll first time look at each other in the mirror. So imagine, some of the people are really, really following the old Indian culture, whatever the custom that was there before. What is happening nowadays? Dating. They want to date. How long? Some, not one day, 2 days or 3 days. It goes on and on. And in Western culture, I am from Canada. So, in America and Canada, what they do? They date. For how long? as much long as they want. And they sometimes have the children also, and that is called common law partners. So that is also part of the wedding. And nowadays especially, neither the boy nor the girl are willing to marry unless and until they stand on their own legs. That's very good. And they are becoming more and mature. They want to do the job and self-sufficient and everything. And sometimes the weddings are happening in the 40s also. Or sometimes 50s, they are not married, they are waiting for the partner. But what will happen? When you are more matured, it's more tough for anybody to adjust themselves to the marriage. Believe it or not, it's a fact. Because the more you are matured, your beliefs are very strong. Just like, let's take the small creeper. When it is in the budding stage, small stage, you can easily bend and mend and take it here and there. But if it becomes little strong and older, what will happen if you try to bend? What will happen? It will break. Similarly, nowadays, the marriages are also breaking. We hear lots of marriages being broken because the divorces are there everywhere in the world. What to talk? Our own Krishna conscious also, we see lot of divorces. So this is what is going on. So the earlier system, when the sweet 16 we used to tell, that was the yukta vayas of the girl to be given away in the wedding. That was the standard, so that she can get adjusted when she is young before her maturity or ideas are strengthened with other things, so that she will be happy in the weddings. So that's what very, very important for us to know. And the latest one is coming in the world is open marriages. You and me will marry, but you can have sex with anybody you like, and I will also have sex with anybody I like. So imagine where this society is going. So we must be very, very careful. And thank to Srila Prabhupada for establishing wonderful, wonderful society called International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which is teaching us the science of self-realization, that you are not this body, you are a pure spirit soul and belonging to the Supreme. It is our duty to serve Him. That's why I call this ISKCON Hare Krishna temple. It's not a temple but a university in which we are learning this science of self-realization. Thanks to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So we must take advantage of Krishna consciousness that is being taught. Prabhupada was very kind. He wrote many, many books for us, and we must read them. And not only read, if you read, just now I told, if you have that knowledge, we must share with others. That's why this month is Book Marathon Month, December. So whatever small book also you can afford, you can give away freely also, that will be the wonderful thing you can do. So please, I humbly beg you all to do more and more book distribution, because Prabhupada was telling, that is my life. If you do more and more book distribution, Prabhupada will be very, very happy, and he will bless us. And he says, those who are distributing books, he guarantees, I was reading while having prasadam there, that he will take them back to Godhead. So such a wonderful promise our grandpa is giving. So we must try to do that one. And nowadays we come back to the divorce. What's the meaning of divorce nowadays is, you get lost, I'll get another one. That's what is going on. They are not learning the lesson by one, but they want to keep trying again and again more. And even the kings, especially in England, one of the kings, he used to execute the wives and get married. So such a nasty thing also is going. Why? Because every human being, Prabhupada says also, that every human being is suffering with a disease called greediness. Have you heard of this? We are all greedy. We are not satisfied. And greediness is a disease, he says. Normally when we have a disease, where we go? We go to the... When you are sick, where you go? Hospital, doctor. So what doctor will do? He will give you the medicine. Am I right? And at the same time, he puts you on a diet. Suppose you are having a blood pressure. So he says, eat less salt. And if you are diabetic, he says, eat less sugar. Isn't it? Similarly, Prabhupada said, to cure the disease called greediness, you need medicine and the diet. What is the medicine? Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And what is the diet? Eat prasad. What is the prasadam? Sanctified food. Sanctified Bhagavad Gita 3.13. Lord Sri Krishna says, those who are preparing food for their sense gratification are verily eating sin only. Imagine, if you are eating sin, that means you are performing sin, you will be punished and you will be suffering. That's why many of us are suffering, because we are not followed this particular basic principle. But one living entity is another living entity food. We have to eat to survive. That's why in the same sloka 3.13, Lord Sri Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that, please prepare food with love and devotion and offer it to me. I will sanctify it, and if you eat, there is no more karmic reaction to you. So we must understand this. And scientifically to explain, the plant which is giving us the fruits and the grain, is it living or dead? Living. Living means what is there in it? Jivatma. Because Prabhupada gave a nice, wonderful explanation. What's the difference between a living body and dead body? The moment the soul leaves the body, we become a dead body. The plant which is living, that's what is having a soul. So, when you are plucking the grains or the fruits, you are incurring pain to the plant. And what is the Newton's third law? In law of physics. Anybody studied physics? Newton's third law? Excellent. Every action has got a equal and opposite reaction. If you are given the pain to the plant and you are trying to enjoy, the laws of nature will not allow you. And Prabhupada gives, the laws of nature are as strict as a lamp. If a small child comes and trying to touch it, it's not saying, oh, it will soothe and no, it will burn even the child. So they are strict. So that's why we must be very, very careful not to commit any sin, not to enjoy anything without offering to Krishna. So that's the reason Krishna is saying, please offer the food that is prepared and then I will sanctify. Then there will be no karmic reaction. So this is very, very important for us to understand. And the most important thing is, let's see why the wife and husband always fights. Even my wife also fights, there is no doubt. And is there anybody exception in the world here that wife and husband don't fight? I'll do the Shastang Namaskar to them to learn, to gain the knowledge. It's not possible, because I feel it's very good. Because when the fight takes place, at least we think that this is not the heaven. Oh God, what happened? Why it is it? At least we will inquire into knowing the truth of this life. So that's a good. Now let's see into the, who are the Trimurtis? Trinity we call in our Hindus. Trimurtiya kon hai? Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara. Brahma, what is his duty? To do the creation. And he is in the mode of passion. Okay? And now let's come to the Lord Vishnu. What is his duty? To maintenance. Okay? So he is in the mode of goodness. And last one is Lord Maheshwara, Shiva. And he is in the mode of ignorance. Now, Lord Brahma has to create all the universes and all the this thing he has to create. So for creation he needs the knowledge. Without knowledge, nothing we can do in this world. Remember that. So, Lord Krishna is so cleverly smart and everything. Who is his wife? Lord Brahma's wife, Lord Saraswati, she is the goddess of knowledge, isn't it? So he wanted some knowledge to create, and Saraswati has a knowledge. Saraswati could not do alone, having the knowledge, because she could not create anything. Brahma could not create without knowledge. So together they are able to do this entire srushti, the creation. That's the beauty. Now, Lord Vishnu, he is a maintainer. For maintenance, what do we need? Ash? Money. What Prabhupada says? Money, sweeter than honey. So you need the money for maintaining these universes. And who is his wife? Mahalakshmi. We are discussing about her today. In this one it didn't come. But she, at the end, she chooses Narayana. And Narayana gives the place in her, in his bosom, in his chest, he gives the place. So Lakshmi, with the lots of wealth, she could not do. How to spend, she didn't know. But Narayana, Lord Vishnu, knew how to maintain. So he wanted money, so he used. So together, they are able to maintain the entire universes. That's a beauty. Now, Lord Shiva, he has to destroy the entire universe. Dissolution. Tandavanitya, he wants to do. So what he needs? Shakti. Let's give a big clap, Prabhu. What's your name, Prabhu? Ramesh Prabhu. Let's give a big clap to him. Good. Thank you, Prabhu. He needs the Shakti. Who is his wife? Huh? Parvati, Kali, Durga Mata, whatever your name you call. Durga Mata ki jai. She is the Maya. And she has got all the strength, and Lord Shiva has to do the devolution dance and all the strength he needs to dissolve this entire thing. So together they could do. So please try to understand, even in our life, Lord Krishna is very, very merciful. He will give us what we deserve, but not what we desire. So please always remember, he knows us much more than we ourselves know. Yes or no? So we must accept whatever he is giving is for our own good. But unfortunately, we are not realizing. So we must understand, what one partner lacks, other partners will have. When what other partner lacks, other one will have. So that's why, if the husband has lacked something, wife will have. What wife will lack, husband will have. So together they can make a whole. That's what we needed. But in nowadays, what we are doing, everything has to be like us only, one way traffic only. My way or highway, they call in English. So that's why this major issue of divorces are taking place in this world. So let's not fall into the trap of this. Believe in Krishna. Put Krishna in the center. Because of Krishna, I got my life partner. Because of Krishna, I got my children. Because of my Krishna, I got my job. Everything put in the Krishna in the center. Just like I heard one of the thing. If you and me, we both are having his guitar string together, and if you vibrate, vibrations will come to you or no, Prabhu? Vibration will come. If I put a string and put it on this string, hold the thing, if I vibrate, will they come to you, Dharmatpur Prabhu? They will not come, because the stick is absorbing everything. Similarly, if any trouble, anything is there, any problem, normally if the wife and husband are having problem, if the wife is jumping up and down, husband also will jump. Humbi kisi se kam nahi. This is what is going on. But nobody is putting, because of the Krishna. If you put the Krishna in the middle, and Krishna, the three modes of material nature are acting on the other partner, please bless her, let her not suffer. And you feel pity on the partner and pray to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Then the life partner, other side, will cool down, everything will happen good. That's the beauty. So don't get angry when somebody is not doing as you want. Please pity on them. This is what is needed in this world, so that we can win over and we all can live happily ever after. But only in the fairy tale we hear, they got married and lived happily ever after. But we are all not in this fairy tale. We are in the reality of this world, so we must understand this. So that's why please understand and always pray to Krishna. And we must, at the end, what is the ultimate goal of our life? When we are ready to kick the bucket, that means when we are ready to die, we must think of Lord Krishna, Krishna himself and nobody else. 8.5 Bhagavad Gita is telling, those who are thinking of me at the time of death will definitely come back to me. But in 8.6 again it says, if anybody having any desire, to fulfill that desire, they have to come back. If somebody wants to fly up in the sky taking their own private plane, then they will get the body of the bird. And if somebody wants to swim in the water all the time, enjoying the waves and everything, you'll get the aquatic body. So these are the things that are very clearly, we don't want. Even you should not think of your grandchildren or your wife, your partner. Everybody, you should not. If you think at the time of death, to fulfill that desire, you have to come back to this world. Anybody wants to come back to this material world again? No. Then what we should do? Only always chant the Maha Mantra and eat only the prasadam. That's all the Krishna is telling. Then you will be purified and you will not have any material desires. And distribute the Prabhupada books. All glories to you, Mataji. What's your name, Mataji? Radha Bihari Mataji ki jai. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, everyone. Hare Krishna. Any comments, any suggestions, or any corrections? I'll really appreciate. Only 2-3 minutes left. I don't know, 5 minutes left. Thank you, Mataji. With your blessings only I could do something. And your inspiration. May Krishna Radha Rani bless all of us. And let's 3 times chant the Maha Mantra and end this class. Loudly, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I want to thank personally Janardhan Maharaj. He came to our Vancouver. I am the temple president there. So he was telling, when you come next time, you must give me the Srimad Bhagavatam class. Thank you, Maharaj, if you are watching this, for giving me this opportunity. And Dharmatma Prabhu was instrument here. He was connecting and he gave me this opportunity to do. Thank you, Dharmatma Prabhu also. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gauranitai ki, Krishna Balaram ki, Radha Shyam Sundar Bhagwan ki.